I will speak about nonlinear Schrödinger equation with small viscosity. So that's coefficient nu is viscosity, and mostly, and maybe I will speak only about ideas of Sergei Kuksin. He was my supervisor in Edinburgh, and he established, well, he developed some idea how to get some low bounds for solution of this type of equations and others. Okay, so let me first set a problem of interest. So we have, suppose we have this equation, and we consider this parameter as small coefficient, so belong 0 to 1. So x is n-dimensional coordinate, so dimension of time is 1, and u equal u of xt. And now, so how we study this equation? Well, that's what does it mean to study this equation? We take, so that's some n. We take initial state here, some u naught of x. Then we have equation, so we have solution. Hopefully, we have solution, and so solution lives for positive time. Now, what we will do? We will try to fix. Well, we'll fix some point t naught, and we will restrict solution for this time t naught. So now that solution is something here, and it depends on T naught, and it depends on this coefficient viscosity. And what problem of investigating is we will investigate derivative of the solution. So let's take some derivative of order m, special derivative. So I restrict my solution for time equal t naught. So now it's function of x, and I can consider derivative. And I can consider some norm of this derivative. There is a lot of norms. So let's take any what you like. So that's very curly brackets means any norm what you like. And it is good to have some bounds for this quantity. I will explain why it's interesting. Well, first, it's interesting by itself. So it is good to have some bound of this type. So that's derivative of number m bound from below by some power of viscosity. And this is kappa is some constant, and we are going to find this kappa. So actually our question we want exist kappa bigger than zero such that star is true for any big derivative. And of course it's always good to have sandwich, so it is good to have inequality double star which lives like this. So some another constant, kappa 2, such that this derivative lies in between. So, well, two. Yeah. Bigger sum, I'm not. Yeah. So why this is interesting problem? Well, first it's interesting by itself, and second it has some application to so-called turbulence theory, because what turbulence? Well, it is try to speak about Kolmogorov theory. If people speak about Kolmogorov-Obuchov theory, then they draw this graph like this. So suppose that here so far, well, I will. Of course, yeah. I need some condition to be true. So we want this. I want this. So if it's zero, I don't have this. So I need some non-degeneracy condition for initial state, of course. So and why? But suppose we have this. So why it might be interesting? Well, first it indicates some blow up of derivative when viscosity goes to zero, and second, if we decompose solution, this solution depends on viscosity into Fourier series, so that some Fourier coefficient which depends on ikx, and if it try to draw graph of Fourier coefficient, it depends on viscosity, and for some time t naught, then Kolmogorov-Obuchov theory say that there is range of interval where this quantity behaves like 1 over k to the some power, and after some critical value, it decays exponentially. So this is Kolmogorov-Obuchov theory. Well, it's for novice talks, but we can try to study, is there some sort of behavior like this for arbitrary equation? And if you know this, if you know this estimator, then we know bounds where these changes it happens, because one can estimate that this point is in between two points, and that's 1 over viscosity to the power kappa, where that kappa is this kappa, and this point is 1 over viscosity to the power kappa 2. So this is some sort of turbulent application of this sort of inequalities. Yeah. Yes. And I on purpose left blank here. I will fill it later. So now let me speak about this inequality. So usually upper bounds is obtained quite natural way by some energy estimators, and usually low bounds is more difficult. And I will try to speak about some topological reason which give us this low bounds. There is some topological reason, and actually they can find almost in any equation. And so from now on, I will speak about this low bound. So now let me formulate the result of Hooke's theorem. So there is a theorem due to Kuksin. So let's consider time space cylinder. So let's consider some domain omega, and consider time which goes to plus infinity. So that's so consider time space cylinder which is omega cross 0 infinity. Now take any initial state, take any initial state u0 u0 of x such that, and this is a non-degeneracy condition, I need supremum of modulus u0 of x minus modulus u0 of y bigger than some constant. So that's your question about non-degeneracy condition. And then what you will do, you will continue this function u0 into for positive times such that it satisfies that equation. And I will assume no boundary condition on the boundary. So no boundary condition, just let's function u of tx satisfy equation inside this cylinder. So let u tx satisfy equation 1. It's only one equation, it's equation 1. And it's take initial state. Then Kuksin states that for any epsilon and for any big M, so M bigger than 2 is big M, we have inequality, some constant M over viscosity to the 1/3 minus epsilon times M is so this is a low bound for derivative derivative number n m measure in L infinity norm. And here it is important that so this happens for some t naught, and t naught belongs to interval to this interval, so from 0 to 1 over viscosity to the power 1/3. So we see that this constant kappa is 1/3, and that's for some, so they exist t naught which belongs this interval. So let me write. They exist initial data fixed. You can see the sequence of solution enumerated by viscosity. You take any solution, so you take any viscosity, you take any solution, and existing nodes in this interval. Sorry for this. Such that. No, no, that's in this interval. Yeah, that. Yeah, T naught depends on you. No, no boundary condition. So you just have equation, no boundary condition, and you have this estimate. And actually, the same result is true if you put something very bad here. Namely, you can put any E. Well, let's put some E to the I psi. And psi is some function which depends on T, X, U. Well, I don't know, grad U, some of the probability event, and so on. But what's important here, we need that absolute value of this is equal to 1. Then result is still true. So that's result of Kuksin. And my small result is I just read this paper. And I just apply exactly his method, and I kill this epsilon, and also I rephrase this inequality in a little bit different way. So I put the time average, so from 0 to 1 over viscosity to 1/3. So I integrate this quantity, dm u dx dxm L infinity of omega dt. So I integrate, so I need to take average. So I need put 1 over this value. This is viscosity over 1/3. And this less than constant of viscosity 1/3 m. So that's actually we have this result. And now let me try to show a topological reason why this might be true. So that should be simple, because I have only 15 minutes. So first, well, we need to show that this guy is big. So let's assume that it's small. In particular, it means so let well assume that Laplacian U is small. And let's try to see what happens in this case. And how to assume that Laplacian U is small? Let's assume that Laplacian U is 0 first. That's a very small number. And so what happens with equation? Equation becomes equation 1 prime. 1 prime. That's equation is U dot equal I U to P times U. And that's a very simple equation. And, well, there is, it's even not PD, it's an ODE. And how solution for this equation looks like? So if you, so you have some initial data, you have some initial data on omega, and there is two points two points where difference of absolute values is big. And so what's initial state? Initial state is map from omega to complex numbers. So, and we have two points, so there is zero, and we have two points, so that's x and y. We have two points, u naught of x and u naught of y, such that the distance is different. And solution for this equation is so that when time goes up, these points start to move around circles, and angular speed is exactly this number, and that's they have different angular speed. So what this means? This means that this point will make more turns than this point. Let me formulate this. Try to formulate more rigorously. So let's consider some curve here. Let's consider that curve maps into curve. So this curve in omega maps to some curve in complex plane. And now, because this point and this curve will be in between of two circles. Well, if it's not, then I will reduce this interval. So this curve is in between. And now let's look what is length of this curve. So length of this curve is is bigger than some constant times t minus some another constant. Well, that's different constants. So that's indicate linear as time goes up. Length of curve increase linearly, and now if we consider time space now rectangle, so I put this time axis, and let's put some t naught. Let's consider image of this segment, and image of this segment will be turned many times. So it will be very long. But this means that gradient, normal gradient at t naught is bigger than some constant times t. Well, if t is big, then I can neglect this one. So, and we see that if this guy is zero, then this guy become big. And now I just let's see what happens at time if t belongs 1/2 nu t viscosity, sorry, 1 over viscosity to this power 1 over viscosity to this power 1/3, then I have average. Well, then for all this time I have grad u t bigger than some constant or viscosity 1/3, and so average is big, and then I just interpolate, because first derivative is big, and zero's derivative is less than constant. I just interpolate and get result that m's derivative is bigger than constant over viscosity 1/3 times m. So this is just inequality interpolation. Maybe. Now, so that's in the case of if Laplacian is zero, but this is of course very strange case. So what happens if not zero? So now suppose so now let me prove this theorem, and how I will prove it. I will prove that this inequality first true for Laplacian. So I will prove that there is C2, and I have 2/3, that's 1/3 times 2, is low bound for 1/3. Viscosity 1 over viscosity to the power of 1/3 integral from 0 to this of Laplacian L infinity dt. I will prove that exists this constant such that we have this inequality. And if I prove this, then I just use again an extrapolation, sorry, and get that result. So that's crucial step. So let's now assume that this is not true. So this means that integral from 0 to 1 of viscosity 1/3 of nu times Laplacian dt is smaller than this constant. And now let me take this constant small. So I will take this constant smaller than 1 over tenth of this distance. Okay. So take C2. C2 less than 1 over 10 of oscillation of initial data, of modulus of initial data. Then what we see from this? If you plug this in into equation, we have following inequality. We have inequality that absolute value. Well, actually, what's nice is that inequality equation. Because in complex plane, this guy and this orthogonal, absolute value of u control only by this term. And using this, we have inequality with change of absolute value if I fix point x, then consider change of absolute values. So that's absolute values, and then another absolute values, and that's less than or equal to integral 0 to t viscosity Laplacian u at infinity dt. So this is fact that absolute value control only by this, but we assume that this guy is small, so we see that at the time interval from 0 to viscosity minus 1/3, I need the picture. So if time belongs interval 0 to 1 over viscosity 1/3, so 1 over viscosity is big number, then this point travels in some ring, and another point travels another ring, and they do not intersect. And also, because that two rings are separated, angular speed is separated. So speed of this point is much bigger by constant than angular speed of this point in this ring. Then if we take again a curve, and if you trace length of this curve, then length of this curve grows linearly in time. Well, it grows linearly in time, but it grows linearly until these two rings do not intersect. But they do not intersect up to this time. So what we get? If you assume that we have no such inequality for Laplacian, then length of this curve become big, and I again apply, so I get that inequality again, and that's proof. And probably I will stop now.